May I speak in the name of the Son and the power of the Holy Spirit to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Bishop Christopher of Southwark was asked, the next Bishop of Woolwich is to be consecrated on St. Patrick's Day. Is Dr. Oyin Karawe Dogu Irish? No. His name may sound Irish, but he isn't. And neither was Patrick. Patrick was born on the west coast of Britain around the year 390 AD. At the age of 16, he was captured by Irish raiders and taken as a slave. After 6 years, he escaped to Gaul and eventually found his way back to his own family in Britain. He returned to Gaul and trained as a priest. He then went back to Ireland as Bishop of Armagh and evangelized the people by walking all over the island, gently bringing men and women to a knowledge of Christ, a great missionary bishop. So the real question isn't whether Oyin Karawe Dogu is Irish, but rather, will the Lord make him a light for the peoples of the Woolwich Episcopal area by bringing salvation to them, as St. Patrick did to the people of Ireland? Will Karawe be a great missionary bishop? After all, Oyin Karawe Dogu's baptismal names from the Ejo tribe in southeastern Nigeria mean priest, servant of Almighty God. So whenever you call him Oyin Karawe, remember what his names mean. Priest, servant of Almighty God. May the Lord shower his grace upon you like he did on St. Patrick. And like St. Patrick, Oyin Karawe continue to be convinced that God, by his Spirit who lives and works in you, will protect you from all evil through the overpowering abundance of his grace. And as the Veni Creator Spiritus, come Holy Ghost, our souls inspire, sung, invoking the Holy Spirit to visit your heart and mind, to fill you with his heavenly grace, to breathe in you, enlighten you with celestial fire, and impart his sevenfold gifts. Be like St. Patrick, and bind unto yourself today the strong name of the Trinity by invocation of the same, the three in one and one in three. This is the prayer for you from everyone, I believe, in this Cathedral Church of St. Mary, especially when the Archbishop and the bishops gather around you and lay hands on you in what may look like a scrum. The bishops will not be, as an Aussie friend of mine suggested, taking your spine out. The Holy Spirit's unction from above is to fortify and make you spiritually strong. Oyin Karawe, please hear also what the Holy Spirit is saying to you from the two Bible readings set for St. Patrick's Day. The first reading from Revelation 22, verse 1 to 5, speaks of the healing of the nations, paradise regained. This is the goal and result of God's new creation. The new city of peace, Yerushalom, Jerusalem as paradise regained, was a theme of the prophets, nobly stated in Ezekiel 47, where the river flowing from the restored temple brings life wherever it goes. The trees by its bank bearing fruit every month, their fruit for food and their leaves for healing. The center of Ezekiel's conception of the world become paradise is a personal relationship with God. And the name of his city is simply, the Lord is here. St. John, drawing on Ezekiel 47, verses 1 to 12, and Zechariah 14, 8, 11, depicts paradise regained, the healing of the nations, the tree of life is restored. Ezekiel's river flowed through the temple, which in the city in Revelation 22 is the throne of God and of the Lamb. So as St. John's vision draws on Ezekiel 47, let me offer you three actions you ought to take from Ezekiel's vision. In the midst of the place of worship, there is a river that makes glad the city of God. Woin Karowe, follow the river of life by looking in three directions. First, look at it, the source from where it comes from. Secondly, look down it, where it is going. And thirdly, look on the sides of it, what happens as it flows down into the desert. So first, look up it, the source of the river. It is the temple, a place of worship. It stands for the presence of God. It is in private, not merely a place of organized religion. The river flows from the temple. But notice, it is flowing from under the altar, the place of sacrifice. It is not cheap. For us, this is the place of Calvary, from where the Spirit flows. Hence, in Revelation 22, verse 1, the river of life flows from the throne of God and of the Lamb. So, in Karwe, be filled with the Holy Spirit that flows from the place of sacrifice. Grace experienced. Look up it. See afresh the source of the river of life. See with the eyes of Superman, light from within and not just from without. Transfigured, transformed from glory to glory. Secondly, look down it, its destination. It deepens as it goes out. It gets deeper as it reaches the desert. Woin Karowe, don't stand and paddle in infantile region. Swim by going where the river is deepest. When standing still is an impossibility, so that you are no longer carrying yourself, no longer in control, but are being carried by the river of life, whose ultimate destination is the desert, the hurting world. The river goes into the desert, and life begins to spring up, even in the Dead Sea. Oh, yes, expect life, what now appears dead. For you are an Easter servant of the Lord, and hallelujah is your song. The river of life will refresh and give life in all its fullness. Please, don't build canals and dams to redirect it, a very common activity in the church. The river of life within you wants to lead you into the desert, like he did to our Lord soon after his baptism. So be filled with the Holy Spirit in order to engage the world. For God's sake, don't be religious at all. Don't be religious. And for the sake of the church and the world, be holy and love your people in Woolwich into holiness. Love them into holiness. Woin Karowe, look up the river. See and be transformed. Woin Karowe, look down it, as Christ promised. Our Lord promised at the Feast of Tabernacles, let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, will have streams of living water flowing from within. For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared before us to be our way of life. Thirdly, look at the banks of the river and see what is happening. On the banks are fishermen and trees. Where God's river flows, there will be fishermen, evangelists and servants putting love where love isn't. Woin Karowe, as Bishop of Woolwich Episcopal Area, be a hilarious permission giver. Release and nurture the gifts of all the baptized. Enable everyone to become a confident witness to the love, justice, forgiveness, and joy of God in Jesus. being and thinking in a Christ-like way. Everyone identifying themselves as someone who belongs to ascending God of love. Fishermen, fisherwomen, boys and girls, casting their nets and hauling in all the nations into the kingdom of Christ. Along the banks of the river are fruit trees. The fruit is for all seasons, making 12 fruiting harvests. Help everyone to bear the fruit of the Spirit for all seasons. Yes, fruit even in winter, when no one is loving. Joy when the going is hard. To the thirsty, give a drink of living water. As Revelation 22 reminded us, the river of life flows from the throne of God down the city, and the trees provide medicine for the healing of the nations. Well, in Karaway, yours is a duty to pray, to love, and to go. For the Lord gave his followers a commandment to love and a commission to go and make disciples. And he assured them of his presence, his power, and his authority. Woe in Karaway, like the beloved disciple, delight in God and in the people of Woolwich Episcopal Area. Delight in them, acting and speaking prophetically. And please remember that speaking prophetically is not the same as condemning other people's failures, but rather it is helping everyone towards acceptance of common goals, which indeed uplift the heart. To help lift the heart of Woolwich Episcopal Area, for me, is an exciting challenge, and it is one which you can do together with all God's people, because it is what God has called you to as part of your mission and ministry. And for the message of the gospel of our reading from Matthew 10:16-23, it is saying this to you, as I understood it. If you are to do any good, pray for wisdom, good common sense, prudence, a sound mind, and honest realism. And moderate your expectations of your people as you call them to a venturesome faith. Wayne Carraway, look up the river of life. Look down the river of life. Look at the banks of the river of life. Antoine de Saint-Exupéry said this: if you want to build a ship, don't summon people to buy and collect wood, prepare tools, distribute jobs, and organize the work. Rather, inspire in them a yearning for the wide, boundless ocean. It isn't the jobs that really are going to count. It is you inspiring in them a yearning for the wide, boundless ocean. That's your task as you go in the Woolwich Episcopal Area, holding in your hands the glory of God and the tragedies of the world, the already and the not yet, and always standing at the intersection where God's love and human need meet, inspiring your brothers and sisters in Christ to long for the boundless immensity of the river of life, welling up to eternity, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Paradise regained, nations healed. Wayne Carraway, Bishop, servant of Almighty God, live out your baptismal names and be the change you want to see. And God says, in you, he will do it, but be always attentive to the work of the Spirit. And it isn't more things you do, it's more silent obedience, working in the soul like we see it in our Lord, so that the people of Woolwich will say of you what we now say of St. Patrick: you are a man most blessed. God bless you. Hey, you can clap.